Hello, boobies. Yes, I'm back on Boo today. I wasn't getting enough listens on Cinch. Right, it's day six of Napod Pomo, and I've got hopefully another little interesting subject for today. But before that, my word of the day that we don't get to use anymore. Dandy. We never get to call people dandies anymore. I think I'd quite like to be a dandy. Anyway, right, today I'm going to talk about... excuse me. What I would do if I was going to go after Apple. Where are the chinks in their armour? What is it that they don't do well? This came to me because I was reading Ray Ozzie's blog post from as he left Microsoft. Ray, for those that don't know, Ray Ozzie is the guy originally behind Lotus. He was responsible for Lotus Notes in particular, and he's been accused of reproducing Lotus Notes everywhere he's gone. I think it's a fair accusation, actually. But Ray Ozzie is a bit of a technology visionary. But he went to Microsoft and succeeded Bill Gates. And I think, to most people's mind, didn't really appear to do very much. He just sort of stayed out of sight for 5 years. And now he's stepped down. He's actually written a memo on leaving, just to sort of say, you know, here's where the state of the market is, here's what we're doing well, here's what we're doing badly, which I thought was an interesting article. And just before I get onto the main thrust of what I wanted to say today, I thought this bit that he wrote was quite true and interesting. He said, quite important to me, I'm also quite proud of the degree to which we've continued to grow and mature in the area of responsible competition and the breadth and depth of our cultural shift towards genuine openness, interoperability and privacy, which are now such key cornerstones to everything we do. Now, I find that particularly interesting because Ray Ozzie was the man behind Lotus. And there was a saying back in the day of the early days of Windows, and the saying went, "Windows ain't done till Lotus won't run." Now I think that's, you know, and there was no question. Microsoft really went out of their way to nobble the competition. They went out of their way to stop Lotus 1.2.3 from working, or, you know, whatever the latest version of Lotus products were. They viewed Lotus as the big bad competition, and they went out of their way to try and stop it working properly on Windows. And then of course Lotus would scramble and catch up and get it working again. But I think it's interesting that Ray Ozzie, the man behind Lotus, now working for Microsoft, believes that Microsoft's approach to responsible competition has improved. And I actually agree. I think they really have. I think ever since the DOJ judgment, I think they have been significantly cowed, which is a shame in some respects. I think it's not serving them well. Anyway, one of the other bits he wrote is, certain of our competitors' products and their rapid advancement and refinement of new usage scenarios has been quite noteworthy. It seems obvious he's talking about Apple here and the iPhone and the iPad. He carries on, our early and clear vision notwithstanding, their execution has surpassed our own in mobile experiences and in the seamless fusion of hardware and software and services and in social networking and myriad new forms of internet-centric social integration. Now, if you were taking a broad view of the market, I would agree with that. But I think actually what he inadvertently points out there, and I don't think he even intends it himself, is that when it comes to a seamless integration of hardware and software, absolutely, Apple have done a bang-up job. They've done a fantastic job. But where I think they really fall down is the integration of services, and in particular, the integration of social networking and internet-central social interaction. I think Apple have got such a bee in their bonnet about controlling everything. And I'm still going to do that talk about app stores at some point. I think they've got such a bee in the bonnet about controlling everything that they are terrified to integrate with anything on the internet. And you really, if you look at Facebook now and the way that they are integrated into everything, and particularly even Dropbox, which has become the de facto cloud storage for the iPhone and the iPad, you know, Apple have really got to start opening up and connecting to other complementary services, because quite frankly, Apple's own MobileMe service sucks. It's a complete disaster, and right from the start, it's always been a disaster. So this is where, if I was going after Apple, this is where I would focus my attention. I would be looking at making a device that had all the features of an iPhone and would have the nice, beautiful user interface of the iPhone, but had a great integration with internet services. Like, say, for example, the Windows 7 phone series. Catch you tomorrow.